Love. see you turn from black to white? Did I see you turn from black to white? Tie your wings and fly over the searchlight. Oh, oh.
Don't you just love whistling in a song? That's Frazee Ford, Canada's own Frazee Ford, Birds of Paradise off of a record of a few years ago called Obadiah. Before that, Love and Rain, Jeff Lynne's ELO. And we started off with a new duo from Montreal, She Devils, and a track called Come There. I'm loving that track. You know, I always like new music when it's really original, where I really don't know where it's coming from. They say this is surf rock, and it's like, yeah, I know surf rock. And you know what? Does it a disservice to say that this is just some sort of slice of surf rock? If you went back to the heyday of surf rock, whenever that was exactly, I don't think you were going to hear anything like Come on the Radio. ELO, Jeff Lynne's ELO. They were a band very popular in the 70s and for a couple of years in the early 80s before they all flew apart, as happens with rock bands and successful ones that are on the touring, recording treadmill and jam together all the time. And the next thing you know, no one likes each other. And anyway, long story short, Jeff Lynne went on to have a tremendously successful career as a producer and co-writer, collaborator with people like George Harrison, Tom Petty, and others. And now he's sort of bringing his own brand of things back all these decades later. And it sounds, to be honest, it sounds just like the band had finished a tour and just went in the studio and recorded another record. Of course, ELO, or Jeff Lynne, this record that he produced as Jeff Lynne's ELO. ELO stands for Electric Light Orchestra. It was all him and a producer. He played every single instrument, did everything. I like ELO, they're okay. And Jeff Lynne's production style is much admired, but I always feel like there's a layer of gauze between me and the music. It's good, but I don't want to listen to it all the time. It feels a little too layered or something for me. But I like that song, Love and Rain, is off their new record. All right, we're going to go back in time. Woo, back in time. I just finished reading Lonesome Dove again, the best Western ever. Gus and Call and the Newton P.I. and all the gang, Dietz. And so anyway, if you're familiar with the book or the miniseries from way back when, you'll know the characters I'm talking about. And it inspired me. I thought, you know what we should do is we should go back and pilfer one of the first Dire Straits records. I think it was the second record that they released back in 79. And one of the things that made Dire Straits attractive to me way back when was that they did a few songs that had a reggae thing going on with it, much like The Police, which we'll also hear in this next little set of songs. And I always think I should call, as if I'm got a personal line to email, somehow contact Mark Knopfler, send a fan letter, actual pen and paper, and say to him, you know, what you should do is you should revisit that reggae thing that your band had way back then, because boy, did you make it work. And yeah, I don't need to talk about it. I just need to let you hear it. This one's called Once Upon a Time in the West. See the connection with Lonesome Dove? I got around to it. This is Dire Straits on Ear Candy.
Sitting on the fence, that's a dangerous call.
Yeah, that's Crash Vegas. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. You're listening to the program on Local FM here in the beautiful Port City on the beautiful UMB St. John campus. What else can I say? We broadcast over the Thomas J. Condon Student Center on UMBSJ campus. Anyway, the station is Local FM. The show is Ear Candy. You heard Sky by Crash Vegas. I believe that was off their debut record way back when. That was a band featuring Michelle McAdory and Colin Cripps and a rotating cast of a rhythm section over the course of their three-album career. Before that, we heard Can't Stand Losing You, that's The Police, and started things off Once Upon a Time in the West by Dire Straits. And both The Police and Dire Straits were contemporaries, and they both used reggae elements in their music. Dire Straits initially, and then later on, they actually veered away from that, but The Police wrote their entire five original studio albums, kept with the reggae, and the reggae was probably more prominent in their music for sure. I think about Can't Stand Losing You, if you think back just to hearing it a few minutes ago, there are breaks in the song, so, you know, you've got the reggae thing, when the words are being spoken, but there are these breaks, and they're really odd, musically odd, kind of jazzy and spacey and I don't know how to describe them, but they just are kind of a necessary musical element. You don't really think about it. You know, you're listening to it, you don't go, ooh, that's really super weird. It's only sort of when you dial in that you go, whoa, that actually doesn't seem to fit in a way, but it does fit. Anyway, that's the kind of thing that I get lost in. I go, ooh, that's a really different kind of idea that they came up with. So if you want, you go out and find the song and play it for yourself, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, got a couple of new tracks. Oh, sorry, new tracks. A couple more songs lined up for you. Now, one from Moncton's Rick White. Haven't heard from him in a long while, Rick. If you happen to be listening anywhere out there in music land, we miss you. Like, I'm sure you're making songs. I'm sure you're recording. We'd love to hear some of your stuff, right? It's been a while. This is off of the Rick White album, as he called it, his debut record. A very folky affair, all in all, kind of unexpected, given what his musical output was before that. But this is called The Clock from Rick White album here on Ear Candy.
Come and shine upon me light. My teeth are cold and all this night. I shiver neath the crying moon. Try with all my might to hold my memories on the side of hopeful good and right. But chilly bones and tired bones most nearly fill my sight. So sometimes I watch the seconds tick, but the frost held to the hour. Every time I freed the gears, they froze right up again. I try to hold my memories of hopeful, good, and light, but chilly bones and tired moans will ring waiting through the night. My eyes, I found my
and the hands turn round, counting on till night. Wild child, full of grace, savior of the human race, your cool face. Natural child, terrible child, not your mother's, oh, yo, father's child, yo, our child, screaming wild. Rains in the trees of the night. The hollow idol's eye. Wild child, full of grace, savior of the human race, up to face.
You never been. Let's party like you ain't gon' party again. Let's roll. Let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Get to the rhythm, it's good for the soul. Let's roll. Let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Come on, everybody, let's roll. Whether you're coming by bus or train, I'm shit though it's hating cause they going insane. I'm talking about the $1 million party to the nickel and dime. Another motherfucker, you're committing a crime. Let's roll. Let's roll. I say, get it turned up, get it out of control. Get into the rhythm, it's good for the soul. Let's roll. Yes sir, let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Come on, everybody, let's bump and roll. The only way to last is the break of dawn. Is put your phone down, get your party on. Who you gonna call when it's obvious, dear? Everybody, you know you can hear. Let's roll, come on. Let's roll, let's roll, let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Get to the rhythm, it's good. Let's roll, let's roll, roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Come on, everybody, let's roll.
care what y'all be doing.
I don't really care what y'all be doing.
Dog, giving
take, take and give, and hands that feed a man's gotta make a living. Charcoal barbecue, station wagon, nice dream, selling cigarettes and men's magazines and ice cream. There's all kinds of hunger pains, enzymes, hormones, 500 flavors, hard drugs, pornos. You want it, I got it. Low life, high strung. I just wanna watch the game and get fat and die young. I go to church, pay my taxes, smile nice, won't swear. Don't understand your needs, and frankly, I don't care. He wants to be a cowboy, she wants to be an actress. I just wanna stash some money under my mattress. Wine and candy, fine and dandy, old and proper unity. Community, be damned to see a golden opportunity. Women with hips and brains, instead of scrounging for tips and chains. Ships and planes, high heel shoes and whips and chains. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Mail order fantasies, glamour for shipment. Got a good eye for beauty and some camera equipment. My sister's friends call me Mr. Lens, I'm focused. The girl next door becomes a goddess like Hocus Pocus. Studio lights and bondage gear hangs on coat hooks. Descriptions of fetishes written down in some notebooks. The customer's always right, even if you say it's wrong. I don't ask questions and the girls just play along. Venus and furs, black nylon, go-go boots. There's always an exuberant mood on the photo shoots. Handcuffs and harnesses, whatever else it pleases. Plus some 8mm films of some strip teases. Two pretty girls in broad daylight, they might play fight, tie each other up if the pay's right. Senators and next door neighbors, it's a funny biz. Not saying that I like it, it's just where the money is. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Tore up the rule book, flaunting convention. Undaunted, drew some unwanted attention. Weirdos and do-gooders, big shots and minimals. Women with serious problems and criminals. 50,000 names on the mailing list. Estimated, under attack, being tested and investigated. Juvenile delinquency, my ass, what is this shit? Fought by some of the same men that I do business with. They focus on the negatives, treating us like common crooks. I'm an artist, goddammit, they said the same thing about comic books. Who could have guessed it? Created a mob scene. The demand is undeniable, they say it's obscene. Spread eagle, American beauty, stranger and splendid. Major offended, naked as nature intended. Leaves a bad taste in some people's mouth, maybe bitter. Don't want your manure, I'm an entrepreneur, not a babysitter.
That's Mr. Buck 65 on Ear Candy with Shutterbugging off of his record called The Situation, all built around the year 1957. And that particular track was all about Betty Page, I believe, a notable pinup girl from Golden Age, I suppose. The Golden Age of, well, I don't know. Speaking of Betty Page, I noticed that Public Image Limited, Johnny Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten Vehicle, their new record has a song about Betty Page, actually, but the lyrics aren't much more than Betty Page. Didn't go into it that deeply. And she was also, just since I'm riffing on the subject, the inspiration behind the Uma Thurman character in Pulp Fiction. The black hair that she used in the Page Boy haircut straight across the forehead, that was a Betty Page kind of homage by Uma Thurman. Sort of had a little bit of a funk set going on there. Before that, the Fratelli's Rosanna, which is kind of a funky thing that they've done. They did a couple of funky songs off their latest record, which I like quite well. And, of course, Prince of Funk, I guess. Prince himself, with a track called Funk and Roll, What Else, off of his last record. I forget what that one's called. And then, not funk at all, A Wild Child, The Doors, Jim Morrison, and we started the thing off with The Clock, from the Rick White album. Speaking of The Doors, I mean, Jim Morrison's voice there is very ragged, and I love it. I mean, they were saying he wouldn't have a future as a singer. I'm thinking, are you kidding? Maybe his voice was deeper and hoarser and all that stuff, but he was going to be a real bluesman if he had stuck around. I mean, 27, give me a break, way too young. And he did it to himself, right? So what can you do? All right, we're going to move on. We're going to play a couple more songs to kind of close out the show. Did I mention the show was Ear Candy? We're broadcasting here at Local FM in St. John, 107.3 on your radio dial here in the Port City on the East Coast. Marianne Faithfull, a very famous singer, started her climb to fame, I don't know, emergence into fame, as a girlfriend of Mick Jagger, did a song back in the 60s called As Tears Go By, you know, a little pun. She might have even written that song, I'm not 100% sure, but anyway, she fell to the bottom and was in really bad way, but she picked herself up, dusted herself off. I'm not quite sure what the story is about how she achieved all that and what help she might have received, and then released a record that got a lot of acclaim, a lot of attention, and still does all these years later. It was called Broken English. Really a kind of a classic record. The most famous song being Why'd You Do It? Song of Sexual Jealousy. And for a program that broadcasts here at between 5 and 6, we won't be able to play that one. Maybe someone on a later show could, I suppose. But there were lots of great tracks off of Broken English, including the title track. We're going to play one, though, called Brain Drain. And then we're going to kind of do something completely opposite to Marianne Faithfull's sort of dark growl, and close the show with Kate Bush with a track off of Ariel about her son, Birdie, but very, I don't know, Middle Earth, very, what would you call the musicians that in the Middle Ages that would troop from village to village, troubadours, I guess. So we're going to get music sort of that ilk. Anyway, first up, Marianne English. This is Brain Drain here on Ear Candy.
Drain. fantastic smile I've ever seen. Sweet
whisper.